Hello, Now Playing listeners. Stuart here with a very important message for this holiday season. Each year, our podcast celebrates the cinematic arts by exploring the joys and struggles of various film franchises. But as you know, some movie series aren't as lucky as the ones you like to watch. Their individual installments are plagued with unbelievable plot twists. They make unnecessary drama out of bird droppings landing in community pools or wind blowing through the trees. They leave their child stars out in the cold to flail in cloying, highly degrading moments of sentimentality. These movies need your love so badly. Won't you please help? With just a small donation to Now Playing, you can hear Jacob, Arnie, and myself give tough love and career guidance to the sad little films of M. Night Shyamalan. This week, we root out the troubles in The Happening. Take a listen to a small clip of the show.
Oh, I feel like the best line is when I believe it's Mark Wahlberg says, "I got to process this. There's just one piece of useless information at a time coming to me." I'm like, yeah, I do feel that way, M. Night.
I understand he ad-libbed a lot. The "be scientific" douchebag was also a Wahlberg original.
I can't believe anything was ad-libbed. Like, everyone seems miserable and to have confused speech throughout this film. They say things no humans say. But I'll give the opening this, like this part in New York. If I didn't know what I was getting into, I'd be like, oh, this might be an intriguing movie. It sets up a good mystery, like people just start killing themselves, throwing themselves off a building, stabbing themselves with hairpins. Okay, what's going on? Like, it's an intro that grabs you and pulls you in, at least.
Yeah, it's an intro to a different movie that was made in Japan. I talk about it in our book. There is a J-horror film called Suicide Club or Suicide Circle. M. Night didn't say he saw that specifically, but in the bonus materials, he talks about J-horror seeing it and saying it was just too traumatic. He wanted to do something like that, but he didn't want it to be so traumatic. This is his attempt to lighten it up. But yes, he was very much inspired, and it was very popular at this time to take properties that were popular in Japan and try and find an American equivalent. So Happening is an unofficial plagiarized version of Suicide Circle.
And I find it interesting to think about his wanting to tone it down and make it less disturbing. It shows that for all of his artistic ambitions that he talks about, he really does want success. He craves to repeat the box office success of The Sixth Sense. So he's obviously thinking, what will play in Peoria? What will bring in the largest number of people by playing it safe? When a lot of times what'll bring in the largest number of people is doing something different, not playing it safe. I mean, sure, Marvel movies aside, which play it safe every time and make billions. But when you're doing a one-off film, not a franchise, it pays to take risks. And it sounds like he did the exact opposite.
Yeah, well, what it tells me more specifically is he is just a big kid. That ultimately, he doesn't want to get too frightening. He said he wanted his film to be visceral, but not gratuitous. Contrary to what the marketing is telling us. The marketing is saying you're going to see the most gratuitous, horrific thing imaginable. And maybe in this beginning here, it comes off a little wonky, but there is something kind of delightfully absurd about the way people just suddenly are pulling out the hat pins and stabbing themselves in the neck.
Do people still use hat pins anymore?
I mean, if only to kill themselves. It seems like that's the best way to use them. They're super dangerous. How can a letter opener not be a murder weapon? I look at that thing every time. I'm like, I ain't touching it.
I do got a ding. Like, as much as I like this opening, man, those dummies they're throwing off a building, they just look like dummies. I feel like I'm watching Mythbusters and they're trying some stunt with the dummy to see if it actually breaks bones.
I actually thought it was people in blue screen. I know dummies falling, but when they're walking off, it looked like some really bad blue screen. I honestly am like, we're lemmings? We're literally just walking off the side of buildings? I was not comprehending in these early scenes where people start walking backwards and stabbing themselves and jumping off buildings. At first, you know, one person falls off a building and I thought it might be an accident. I didn't know where the movie was going. I've actually had a roofer fall past my window. I was working on my computer and just out of the window, I see this guy plummeting down to a hard landing on the cement below. So he lived. That's why I'm laughing.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm like, should I laugh? All right, yes.
But I thought maybe it was an accident, and then it starts falling. And this is comedic, right? This is funny when people just start falling like this. It's like a rain of toads, only it's human bodies.
It's raining men.
When you look at J-horror, I think that they walk that line. Suicide Circle begins with 54 schoolgirls linking hands, giggling, and jumping in front of a moving train. And you're like, wow, that's just bizarre. And some of the deaths will make you laugh, and then some of them will just make you want to retch. Different cultures can have different ways of conveying mood. I think that it's cohesive. You expect that in Japanese entertainment, for randomness to 1 second amuse you and the next minute horrify you. Here with M. Night, it does feel like he is thinking these are scarier than what they are. They come off as goofy, but I think we're meant to cover our eyes and scream.
I just kept expecting the one guy who was standing out there and mourning each individual body as they fell. I just kept waiting for him to get squashed.
I love that. Steve, is that you? Wait, Mike. Now Mike fell. Dan, you fall. It is pretty funny. He recognizes these smashed bodies on the pavement very easily.
And yet I think this hook works. I think that we could be set up for a good B movie. I'll use that term, good. And then we cut to Philadelphia High School. And all hope of that is completely washed away by the staggering performance of Mark Wahlberg's science teacher.
I had to look him up at this point in his career because, yes, Boogie Nights was a big thing for him. But I rewatched Boogie Nights this year as part of the 100 Movie Challenge. His performance is not what makes that movie. He pretty much plays the same note every scene. And I started thinking about the other movies he had there where Three Kings. People liked that movie, but he was also pretty much the naive one who kept trying to figure out what everyone else was talking about. And I saw so many Mark Wahlberg films, I couldn't even believe the number I'd seen. Rockstar, Truth About Charlie, Italian Job, Four Brothers, I Heart Huckabees.
And he's never been this bad.
He's always giving this, I have no idea what's up, performance. Everything is up inflected. I don't know what's up.
Yeah, that's crazy making.
Yeah, this performance reminded me of Daddy's Home 2, where he had to be shocked by Mel Gibson as his dad the whole time. Like,
he was better in Daddy's Home 2. I just watched that piece of shit. It's a horrible movie, but he was better than this.
No, he wasn't.
Some of it is context. What he comes across as is not a great actor, but an average guy. And here's what we know about this performance. And why, hey guys, have you guys heard about the honeybees? He ended up getting parodied by Saturday Night Live. They ended up creating a Mark Wahlberg because specifically of this movie and this performance.
Yeah, that's the say hi to your mother for me skit I was talking about. And first of all, he's a high school teacher. They look like maybe sophomores. I'm guessing here, not seniors for sure.
Well, he calls the one out at being 15. So yeah, sophomores.
And he just is saying, so the bees disappear. Anyone have a theory? I mean, that's not how a high school class works. I don't care if it's AP science. You still have to have a topic.
Yeah, it's the Socratic method, right? We'll all sit around like ancient Greece and we're all equals here. No, they're bored and on their phone.
We all agree, Mark Wahlberg is awful here. It's funny that he's supposed to be this science teacher. What really makes it funny for me is this whole intro with the bees. He's like, why are the bees disappearing, guys? Why? And like, everyone's giving very good reasons. Climate change. I don't know. Maybe not. And the guy whose answer he endorses is, we may never know. Just nature works in mysterious ways. How are we to understand the laws of nature? And he's like, that is right. We make up the laws of nature. That's what science does. That's why they're laws. And he's just like, no, maybe science can't figure anything out here. Awful science teacher here.
Such awful filmmaking. But you can make a difference. Ensure that all of Shyamalan's travesties receive much-needed holiday cheer when you head over to nowplayingpodcast.com, click the banner at the top of the page, and follow those instructions on how to become a gold-level donor. Your $30 contribution motivates our hosts to complete 11 podcast reviews of Knight's creatively malnourished thrillers, fairy tales, and horror movies. And as a special thank you, we will also include 5 additional podcasts covering the erratic genius of another noted genre filmmaker, Dario Argento. His Three Mothers trilogy contains a horror classic, Suspiria, as well as a forgotten middle child Inferno and much hated Mother of Tears. You'll get all three of those shows, as well as a review of the 2018 Suspiria remake starring Tilda Swinton, and Phenomena, a movie that took away Jennifer Connelly's dignity and her finger. All five shows, that is our 2018 Silver Level series, will be bundled with the Shyamalan Gold Level shows when you pledge $30 or more to Now Playing this season. I speak for everyone here when I say thank you so much for letting us know that you care about ad-free, independently produced podcasting. Your contribution helps ensure that we can continue to provide free content on a weekly basis throughout 2019 and beyond. Much love, much gratitude. I'll talk with you soon.
My name is Elliot Moore. I'm just going to talk in a very positive manner, giving off good vibes. We're just here to use the bathroom. And we're just gonna leave. I hope that's okay. Plastic. Talking to a plastic plant. Still doing it.
Thank you for supporting Now Playing, and we hope you've enjoyed this bonus movie review.
Train service has been discontinued. This will be the last stop for all passengers.
Your support helps keep Now Playing on the air.
We can't just stand here as uninvolved observers!
I need a second, okay?
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Whatever it is that you think is so important that you need to tell me, don't. Just keep it to yourself. The world don't care about me. I don't care about it.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with, and this podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created the film analyzed herein.
What are you saying? That guy was crazy. We have to save them.
They're already dead.
All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review, and no infringement is intended.
Man, science will come up with some reason to put in the books, but in the end, it'll be just a theory. I mean, we will fail to acknowledge that there are forces at work beyond our understanding. To be a good scientist, you must have a respectful awe for the laws of nature.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of and may not be used without the express written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Why are you eyeing my lemon drink?
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
It's too dangerous to go outside, isn't it?
Yes.
This is the end, isn't it?